Next application is case number 11262. The application of CMF Bayside LLC. Site is located south of Route 54 on both sides of East Sand Cove Road, being Road 394, and north and east of Williamsville Road, being Road 395, and being within Village C, Phase 1, Americana Bayside, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 19, parcel 301, and requesting a variance from the minimum lot width for a parcel and a variance from the minimum square footage for a parcel. And more specifically, they're requesting a 20-foot variance from the required 60-foot lot width and requesting a 2,500-square-foot variance from the minimum lot area requirement for lots in proposed Village C, Phase 1, and Americana Bayside. Part of the record include an expiral-bound exhibit booklet, which were provided by the applicant. Mr. Fuqua. We have some additional exhibits being submitted. They include Americana Bayside site plan, minutes of case number 8702, a Village C Phase 1 site plan, and also a Village C Phase 1 site plan, two different views.
Can you give us your full name and address, please?
Steve Marsh, 1704 Lower Millstone Lane in Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true or correct? Okay, thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm appearing on behalf of the applicant, CMF Bayside LLC. Steve Marsh, who was just sworn in, is with GMB, and Chris Garland is representative of the applicant. This is an application for a variance from the lot width and lot area requirements for a currently vacant undeveloped phase of Americana Bayside RPC. As you know from other applications and just from general knowledge, Americana Bayside was approved as an RPC, a residential planned community, in 2001. The development was approved for 1,700 residential units, being a mixture of multifamily, townhouses, duplexes, and single-family homes. There's also a commercial town center area, extensive recreation facilities and open areas, and a public championship golf course. The residential areas within the development are designated as phases within villages, and they're located at various locations throughout the 865-acre development. The phase involved in our application this evening is Phase 1 of Village C, and if you refer to Exhibit A of the documents that I just handed out, that is a site plan of the entire Americana Bayside development, and I kind of outlined in blue there what would be the approximate area that's before you tonight. And as I said, at the present time, this phase is undeveloped. There's no homes that have been built in this area, and the land is vacant. What is being planned for this section is a total of 135 residential units. 31 units would be villas or duplexes on 7,500 square foot lots, and those lots would have 60 feet of width, and that's the size that is permitted by the RPC ordinance. 11 of the proposed units would be homes on 6,000 square foot lots with 60 foot widths. And that lot size is permitted by approval of a variance granted by the Board of Adjustment in July of 2004. That was case number 8702. And I've enclosed a copy of those minutes as Exhibit B of the documents I just handed out. And then within this phase, the remaining 93 homes are what are referred to as patio homes. And what's being proposed is that those homes would be on lots with a minimum size of 5,000 square feet and a minimum width of 40 feet. And that, of course, is the reason for this variance request. The RPC ordinance requires a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet. So that results in a request for a 2,500 square foot variance in order to permit a 5,000-square-foot lot, and the RPC ordinance also requires a 60-foot lot width, and that results in a 20-foot variance request to permit a 40-foot-wide lot. Now, I do want to mention that the requested variances are not related to density. In other words, we are not seeking a smaller lot size to increase or fit the density on the site. Americana Bayside is approved for 1,700 residences, and then there is more than sufficient space to locate those residences. The variances are totally related to the character and the nature of the community's design, and really are the result of a response to the preferences of the market, the people interested in buying there, and these are the families who will be living in the development. If you look at Exhibit C of the handout, that basically shows, again, the phase that I'm speaking of tonight. And the lots marked in orange would be the location of the 93 patio homes, which are the subject of the requested variance. As Lawrence stated, there was a booklet submitted, which I think you have a copy of, which kind of explains some of the reasoning resulting in this request. And what I'm going to try to do is summarize basically what that booklet says. In general, the requirements of the RPC ordinance apply to all lands in Sussex County that are located outside municipal boundaries, as you well know. Unlike most of the land in that in the county, however, Americana Bayside is more comparable to a small town. Although it's not a chartered town like most towns, however, it will contain 700 homes. It does have a commercial town center. It does have on-site recreational amenities. And the population of Americana Bayside, when it's completed, will probably be greater than most of the small towns in Sussex County. Now, in planning the development of CMF, as with any successful business, listens and responds to its customers. And as the development has evolved over 13 years, it's become clear that many of the potential buyers want what's referred to as a pedestrian-friendly neighborhood that fits their needs and lifestyles. Now, what does that mean? The best way I can explain it is that a lot of potential buyers, they want a small-town scale that we're familiar with in residential areas of Lewis, Rehoboth, and Milton, where the homes are closer to the street. Beside you see your neighbors on their porches in the front of the homes. People walking on the sidewalks. And smaller lots where you don't have to spend a lot of time cutting the grass and maintaining the property. This isn't just a local trend in this market. It's a style of development that's occurring in many resort areas along the East Coast and in Florida. So we're requesting these variances for the 93 patio homes, and all of these homes will be located in this specific undeveloped phase of Americana Bayside. Now, we certainly recognize that this variance request is unusual, not the normal type of request that you normally hear, and as the applications before me have been presented, this is significantly different. And prior to filing this, we did consider the other options which we would have. And basically, the other option would be to seek an amendment to the RPC ordinance that would permit this lot size and lot width. If that was if the ordinance was amended, then we would apply for an amendment to our RPC approval to permit those lot sizes for the Americana Bayside development. That was one option. The other option was coming to the board for a variance. In weighing those options, one of the considerations that basically was reached is that Americana Bayside, due to its size and its scale, is, again, a very unique development compared to most other developments and what is likely to be other development proposals. And we believe that these smaller lots in this large development with the town center and the recreational facilities, it is appropriate, again, in a large-scale development like this, but we also recognize that they may not be appropriate everywhere in the county, and may not be appropriate in smaller developments. So we feel that we have this somewhat unique development and unique nature of Americana Bayside, and because of that, the variance request is appropriate. Specifically, as to the legal requirements, Americana Bayside, as I said, is a unique development with a unique character, and in effect is a self-contained a small town. The proposed variance will permit the development of this phase with this small town design, again responding to the market request that has been determined by the applicant, and we believe is a reasonable use of the property within a large RPC of this nature. The situation has not been created by the applicant. Nothing has been built at this point. There is no seeking relief for something already done. We're coming to you proactively to seek this permission. This property is undeveloped, and the difficulty is created by, again, the demand of the market and the limits of the ordinance and our possible solutions to dealing with it. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I said, there really is no character to this neighborhood yet because nothing's been built there yet. The proposed variance will enable the creation of what we really feel is the small town character for this phase, and basically what we determine the market to be seeking. And lastly, the development or the developer believes that this is the minimum variance needed to accomplish the community design that they envision and this type of a residential structure. In closing, basically, there is prior authority for this type of requested variance. As I mentioned, the board did permit a lot size variance for 127 lots in Americana Bayside back in 2004. Most of those homes have been constructed and sold with no negative impacts at all on the development or on the neighbors. And that has resulted in the creation of an attractive and appropriate development. And in approving that prior variance, the board did note that Americana Bayside is a uniquely designed RPC. And lastly, since all of these units will be located in this one particular phase, it will provide an opportunity for the county to monitor the development and to determine if an amendment to the ordinance perhaps would be appropriate and desirable. The RPC ordinance that the that we use or that the county uses basically was adopted as part of the original zoning ordinance back in 1970, Lawrence, I believe.
Effective 71.
1971, so time goes fast, but here we are.
That's okay.
40-some years later, and let's just say styles have changed and demand has changed, and in thinking about it, when I started as a zoning attorney, it was a big break in the RPC because you could have a small 7,500-square-foot lot, and at the time, if you were in AR, you needed a 20,000-square-foot lot, and if you were in MR or GR, you needed a 10,000-square-foot lot, so 7,500 square feet seemed like a very small lot. It doesn't seem so small anymore. It actually seems like a pretty big lot. When you go into most of your towns like Lewis and Rehoboth, I live in Rehoboth. You know, I live in a 5,000 square foot lot. I have a substantial home on it. And, you know, it's a different lifestyle. Some people don't want neighbors that close to them. Some people like that environment. And so it's really kind of, a demand and supply. So I feel that there's no negative impact for this requested variance. Buyers who don't want this type of home aren't going to buy this type of home. But as I said, based on the market demand that the applicant is aware of, they believe that this type of home will address a need, and it will result in a very attractive and innovative style, well-suited to the Americana Bayside development, and also consistent with the RPC ordinance, which basically has as its premise that it's encouraging design ingenuity. And I think this is design ingenuity. As I said, this could be a good example of when it's completed to see if perhaps an amendment to the ordinance would be appropriate. So that's basically our request, and we'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with Mr. Mills again.
No. No question. Mr. Hudson?
I have one in the decision in 2004 by the board. It's referenced here that to reduce the lot size of 127 lots, that the request is not to gain density. What's the purpose of what will happen with this extra square footage?
It would just be part of open space.
So the RPC in this phase will not increase density at all?
No, like I said, the overall RPC is approved for 1,700 residential units. And then within that chalkboard of the parameters of the development, they can be placed as chosen, subject to site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And again, the site plan I showed you is the current approved site plan.
So this phase of the RPC has how many?
It's proposed to have 135 residential units.
But this would only affect 93 of the patio homes.
Right, 93 would be the patio homes that I've presented tonight.
So there won't be any more than 93?
No, and all of these reduced size, the 40-foot width, the 5,000 square foot lots, would be in this phase. They would not be located anywhere else. So they'll be concentrated here so they could be observed, determined to see how it works out.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
No, I believe Mr. Hudson asked my questions.
All right. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I'm Mr. Callahan. No further questions. You had answered it all.
Mr. Fuquay, are you going to ask your client to confirm the statements that you made?
Now that you reminded me, I am. Mr. Marsh, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,262. Based on the reasons presented by the applicant and the standards for granting a variance were addressed by the applicant. Mm-hmm. I also believe that since, was it 2000, the last adjustment they made seems to be working out okay. And let's see, he only wants 93, pardon me?
2004.
And the 93 patio homes for the Village C seems to be reasonable. There is uniqueness to the property because of the fact that it's RPC. There's uniqueness to that, of course. And American Bayside has addressed the uniqueness also with the applicant. The variance is necessary, I believe, to enable reasonable use of the property. And I believe the problem has not been created by the applicant, and unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, as we've done before, and that the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief in that situation, and that this is the least modification possible of the regulation, the RPC.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,262. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,262 is approved.
Thank you very much.